I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The COVID-19 outbreak in Lebanon hit the pause button on protests against the government's handling of the economic crisis. But demonstrations have resumed as more and more people find themselves in poverty. Wissam Nasrallah of the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development, or LSESD, says the COVID-19 lockdowns have put the final nail in the coffin of Lebanon's economy.
We do not have any social safety net or unemployment scheme or mechanism that can support families or daily workers during this phase. So we're witnessing a rise in the poverty level. According to the World Bank, this rate is expected to surpass 50% in the coming weeks.
And it seems fitting to end today's broadcast with this. Pray for people seeking God in the Near East. Jane from the Prayer Ministry Cry Out Now says
different countries between Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq are having different levels of lockdown, different levels of movement restrictions. So we're all experiencing the impact of Corona and how that has radically changed our lives from being outside and being with people and around people to suddenly living our lives online. But in the midst of this upheaval and upside down life, we're also seeing some beautiful things happening. I'm hearing of more and more churches that are doing online things and suddenly find they have more people that respond. Groups that have never in the past been open to studying the Bible are suddenly saying, we want to study. We want to know what Jesus says. And then all of this is happening in the context of Ramadan.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.